All my sons,
Oh, sorry I'm in your yard, Joe. Where's your tobacco?
I think I left it on the table.
Ah.
It's going to rain tonight, Jim.
Paper station?
Yeah, right here.
Then it can't rain.
Hi, Joe.
Hello, Frank. What's doing?
Oh, nothing. Walking off my breakfast by crossing over to your backyard.
Not much of a walk. Just a step through the fence.
Mm. Just look at that sky.
Huh?
Beautiful. Not a cloud.
Yeah, nice.
Every Sunday ought to be like this.
Want the paper?
Oh, what's the difference? It's all bad news. What's today's calamity?
I don't know. I don't read the news part anymore. It's more interesting than the want ads.
Why? Trying to buy something?
Nah, I'm just interested. To see what people want, you know. For instance, here's a guy looking for two Newfoundland dogs. Now, what's he want with two Newfoundland dogs?
That is funny.
Yeah, here's another one. Wanted old dictionaries, high prices paid. Now, what's a man going to do with an old dictionary?
Oh, why not? Probably a book collector.
You mean he'll make a living out of that?
Sure, there's a lot of them.
All the kind of business is going on. In my day, either you were a lawyer or a doctor, or you worked in a shop. Now...
Well, I was going to be a forester once.
Well, that shows you. In my day... There was no such thing. You look at a page like this, you realize how ignorant you are.
Hey, Joe, what's happened to your apple tree?
Ain't that awful? The wind must have got it last night. You heard the wind, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a mess in my yard, too. What a pity. What a case of...
They're all asleep. I'm just waiting for it to see it.
You know, it's funny.
What?
Your son Larry was born in August. He'd been 27 this month, and his tree blows down.
I'm surprised you remember his birthday, Frank. That's nice.
Well, I'm working on his horoscope.
How can you make him a horoscope? That's for the future, ain't it?
Well, Joe, what I'm doing is this. See, Larry was reported missing on November 25th, right?
Yeah?
Well, then, we assume that if he was killed, it was on November 25th. Now... What his mother wants to find out is whether November 25th was a favorable day for Larry.
What is that? Favorable day?
Well, a favorable day for a person is a fortunate day, according to his stars. In other words, it would be practically impossible for him to have died on his favorable day, and it's completely possible he's alive somewhere. Because...
Oh, really?
Oh, hi, Jim. I didn't even see you.
Is he talking sense?
Him? Oh, he's all right. He's just completely out of his mind, that's all.
The trouble with you is you don't believe in anything.
And your trouble is you believe in anything. Hey, you didn't see my kid this morning, did you?
No, Jim.
Tommy walked off with my thermometer right out of my bag.
That boy's going to be a real doctor, like his father. He's smart.
Over my dead body, he'll be a doctor, Joe.
Why? It's an honorable profession.
Frank, will you stop talking like a civics book?
Why, I saw a movie a couple of weeks ago. Reminded me of you. There was a doctor in that picture who worked in his basement, discovering things. That's what you ought to do. You could help humanity instead of just...
I would love to help humanity on a film star's salary.
That's very good, Jim.
Well, Joe, where's the beautiful girl from New York who's supposed to be here?
Hey, Annie Kane?
Sure, sleeping upstairs.
Ah.
We picked her up on the 1 o'clock train last night. wonderful thing. Girl leaves the house next door, a scrawny kid. 3 years go by, she's a regular woman. Hardly recognize her. And she was running in and out of this yard all her life. That was a very happy family used to live in your house, Jim.
I'd like to meet her. The block can use a pretty girl. In the whole neighborhood, there's not a damn thing to look at.
Jim?
Hello, Sue.
Except my wife, of course.
Hiya, Joe. Mrs. Adams is on the phone, Jim, you dog.
You see, Joe, such is the condition which prevails. Sue, my life.
Don't sniff around me. And give Mrs. Adams a nasty answer. I can smell her perfume over the phone.
What's the matter with her now?
I don't know, dear. She sounds like she's in terrible pain, unless her mouth is full of candy.
Why don't you just tell her to lay down?
She enjoys it more when you tell her to lay down. And when are you going to see Mr. Hubbard?
My dear, Mr. Hubbard is not sick. I have better things to do than sit there and hold his hand.
It seems to me that for $10 you could hold his hand.
Joe, if your son wants to play golf, tell him I'm ready.
Uh-huh.
Or if he'd like to take a trip around the world for about 30 years.
So, why do you needle him? He's a doctor. Women are supposed to call him up.
All I said was Mrs. Adams is on the phone. Can I have some of your parsley?
Yeah, sure. Help yourself.
Thank you.
You were a nurse too long, Susie. You're too, too realistic.
Yeah, now you said it.
Frank, the toaster.
Hmm?
Oh, hi, Sue.
Hi.
Hi, Joe.
Hello, Lydia.
Frank, the toaster is off again.
Well, plug it in. I just fixed it.
Please, dear, fix it back like it was before.
I don't know why you can't learn to turn on a simple thing like a toaster.
Thomas Edison.
He's really very handy. Oh, did the wind get your tree, Joe?
Yeah. Last night.
Oh, what a pity. Can he get in?
She'll be down soon. Wait till you meet her, Sue. She's a knockout.
Yeah? I should have been a man. People are always introducing me to beautiful women. Tell her to come over later. I imagine she'd like to see what we did to her house. Oh, and thanks for the parsley.
She's still unhappy, Joe.
Annie? I don't suppose she goes around dancing on her toes, Lydia, but she seems to be over it.
She's going to get married? Is there anybody?
I suppose. Say, it's 3 years already. She can't mourn my son forever.
So strange. Annie's here and not even married, and I've got 3 babies. I always thought it'd be the other way around.
Well, that's what a war does. I had 2 sons, now I got 1. It changed all the tallies. In my day, when you had sons, it was an honor. Today, a doctor could make $1 million if he could figure out a way to bring a boy into the world without a trigger finger.
Lydia, come here.
Huh?
If you want the toaster to work, don't plug in the molded mixer.
Oh, did I? Well, I'll never hear the end of this one, Joe. Coming, Frank.
Hey, what's the difference? Instead of toast, have a molted.
Hiya, Chris.
Hi, Lydia. Morning, Dad.
Morning, Chris. You want the paper?
That's all right. Just the book section.
You're always reading the book section. And you never buy a book?
I like to keep abreast of my ignorance.
Annie, help you?
Mother's giving her breakfast in the dining room.
Hey, did you see what happened to the tree?
Yeah.
What's Mother going to say?
Mr. Keller, Mr. Keller, you're finally up.
Hey, Bert's here. Where's Tommy? Tommy's got his father's thermometer again.
He's taking a reading.
A reading?
But it's only oral.
Oh, well, there's no harm in oral. So, what's new this morning, Bert?
Nothing.
In the beginning, when I first made you a policeman, you used to come in every morning with something new. Now, nothing's ever new.
Except when kids from 30th Street, they started kicking a can down the block, and I make them go away because you were sleeping.
Ah, now you're talking, Bert. Now you're on the ball. First thing you know, I am liable to make you a detective.
Can I see the jail now?
Oh, seeing the jail ain't allowed, Bert. You know that.
Oh, I bet you there isn't even a jail. I don't see any bars on the cellar windows.
Bert, on my word of honor, there's a jail in the basement. I showed you my gun, didn't I?
But that's a hunting gun.
That's an arresting gun.
Then why don't you ever arrest anybody? Tommy said another dirty word to Doris yesterday, and you didn't even pneumonia him.
Yeah, that's a dangerous character, that Tommy. Hey, what word did he say?
Oh, I can't say that.
Oh, come on. Give me an idea.
I can't. It's not a nice word.
Don't make him do that.
Okay, Bert. I take your word. Now go out and keep both eyes peeled.
For what?
For what? Bert, the whole neighborhood is depending on you. A policeman don't ask questions. Now, peel them eyes.
Okay.
I got all the kids crazy.
One of these days they'll all come in here and beat your brains out.
What's Mother going to say about that tree? Maybe we ought to tell her before she sees it.
She saw it. She was out here when it broke.
When?
About 4 this morning. I heard it cracking and I woke up and looked out. She was standing right here.
What was she doing out here at 4 in the morning?
I don't know. When it cracked, she ran back into the house and cried in the kitchen. I could hear her right through the floor of my room.
What was she doing out here at that hour? She's dreaming about Larry again. She's walking around at night.
I guess she is.
She's getting just like after he died. What is the meaning of
it? I don't know the meaning of it. But I know one thing, Dad. We've made a terrible mistake with Mother.
What?
You know Larry's not coming back, and I know it. Why do we allow her to go on thinking that we believe with her?
What do you want to do? Argue with her?
I don't want to argue with her, but it's time she realized that nobody believes Larry's alive anymore. Why shouldn't she dream of him? Walk the nights waiting for him. Do we contradict her? Do we say straight out that we have no hope anymore, that we haven't had any hope for years now?
You can't say that to her.
You've got to say it to her.
Well, how are you going to prove it? Can you prove it?
For God's sake, 3 years. Nobody comes back after 3 years. It's insane.
To you it is, and to me, but not to her. You can talk yourself blue in the face, but there's no body and there's no grave, so where are you?
You know why I asked Annie here, don't you?
Why?
You know.
Well, I got an idea, but what's the story?
I'm going to ask her to marry me.
Well, that's only your business, Chris.
No, it's not only my business. It's your business, too. If I tell this to Mother and she throws a fit about it, you have such a talent for ignoring things.
I ignore what I got to ignore. The girl is Larry's girl.
She's not Larry's girl.
But from Mother's point of view, he is not dead, and you have no right to take his girl. Now, you can go on from there if you know where to go, but I'm telling you, I don't know where to go. See? I don't know. So what can I do for you?
I don't know why it is, but every time I reach out for something I want, I have to pull back because other people will suffer my whole life, time after time after time.
You're a considerate fella. There's nothing wrong in that.
The hell with that.
Hey, did you ask Annie yet?
I wanted to get this settled first.
How do you know she'll marry you? Maybe she feels the same way Mother does. You haven't seen her since you went to war. It's 5 years.
I can't help it. I know her best. I was brought up next door to her. These years, when I think of someone for my wife, I think of Annie. What do you want, a diagram?
No, I don't want a diagram. Mother thinks Larry's coming back, Chris. You marry that girl and you're pronouncing him dead. Now, what's going to happen to Mother? Do you know? I don't.
All right, then, Dad.
Give it some more thought.
I've given it 3 years of thought. I'd hoped that if I waited, Mother would forget Larry and we'd have a regular wedding and everything happy. But if that can't happen here, then I'll have to get out.
What the hell is
it? I'll get out. I'll get married and live someplace else. Maybe New York.
Are you crazy?
I've been a good son too long, a good sucker. I'm through with it.
You mean? Tell me something. You mean you'd leave the business?
Yes. Unless I would.
You don't want to think like that.
Then help me stay here.
All right, but don't think like that. Because what the hell did I work for? That's only for you, Chris. The whole shooting match is for you.
I know that, Dad. Just you help me stay here.
Well, but don't think that way. You hear me?
I am thinking that way.
I don't understand you, do I?
No, you don't. I'm a pretty tough guy.
Yeah, I can see that.
Joe!
Hello, Mom.
Joe, did you take a bag from under the sink?
Yeah, Kate. I put it in the pail.
Well, get it out of the pail. That's my potatoes.
I thought it was garbage.
Isn't Annie finished eating?
Yes, she'll be right out. Oh, the wind did some job on this place. So much for that tree. Thank God.
Sit down, Kate. Take it easy.
I've got such a funny pain on the top of my head.
Can I get you an aspirin?
No, it's not like a headache. It's so funny. Everything decides to happen at the same time. This month is Larry's birthday. His tree blows down. Annie comes. Everything that happened seems to be coming back. I was just down the cellar, and what do I stumble over? His baseball glove. I haven't seen it in a century.
Don't you think Annie looks well?
Oh, fine. Yeah, there's no question about it. She's a beauty. I still don't know what brought her here. Not that I'm not glad to see her, but
I just thought we'd all like to see each other again, and I wanted to see her myself.
The only thing is, I think her nose got longer. But I'll always love that girl. She's one that didn't jump into bed with somebody else as soon as it happened with her fella. Most of them didn't wait till the telegrams were opened. I'm just glad she came so that you can see that I'm not completely out of my mind. Pass me that pot of string beans.
Just because she isn't married doesn't mean she's been mourning Larry.
Why, then, isn't she married?
Well, could have been any number of things.
Like what, for instance?
I don't know.
I had a terrible night. I never had a night like that.
What was it, Mom? Did you dream?
No, more than a dream.
About Larry?
I was fast asleep, and Remember the way he used to fly low past the house when he was in training? But we used to see his face in the cockpit going by. That's the way I saw him, only high up, way, way up where the clouds are. He was so real, I could reach out and touch him. And suddenly, he started to fall and crying to me. Mom, Mom, I could hear him like he was in the room. Mom, it was his voice. If I could touch him, I knew I could stop him. If I could only... And I woke up, and it was so funny. The wind, it was like the roaring of his engine. When I came out here, I must have been still half asleep. I could hear that roaring like he was going by. The trees snapped right in front of me. And then I, like, came awake. We should never have planted that tree, Joe. I said so in the first place. It was too soon to plant a tree for him.
Too soon?
We rushed into it. Everybody was in such a hurry to bury him. I said not to plant it yet.
Mother, the wind blew it down. What significance has that got? What are you talking about? Mother, please don't go through it all again, will you? You know, Mom, I've been thinking, maybe we ought to put our minds to forgetting Larry.
That's the third time you've said that this week.
Because it's not right. We never took up our lives again. We're like at a railroad station waiting for a train that never comes in. Let's break out of this, eh, Mom? I thought the four of us might go out to dinner a couple of nights. Maybe go dancing out at the shore.
Fine. We can do it tonight, Joe.
Swell with me.
Sure. Let's have some fun. You'll start with that aspirin. I'll be right back.
Joe, why did he invite Annie here?
Why does that bother you?
She's been in New York 3 years. Why? All of a sudden...
Well, maybe he just wanted to see her.
Nobody comes 700 miles just to see.
What do you mean? Chris lived next door to Annie all his life. Why shouldn't he want to see her again? Don't look at me like that. He didn't tell me any more than he told you.
He's not going to marry her.
How do you know he's even thinking of it?
It's got that about it.
Well, so what?
What's going on here, Joe?
Now, listen, kid.
She's not his girl, Joe. She knows she's not.
You can't read her mind.
Then why is she still single? New York is full of men. Why isn't she married? Probably 100 people told her she's foolish, but she waited.
How do you know why she waited?
She knows what I know, that's why. She's faithful as a rock. In my worst moments, I think of her waiting, and I know again that I'm right.
Look, it's a nice day. What are we arguing for?
Nobody in this house dares take her faith away, Joe. Strangers might, but not his father, not his brother.
What do you want me to do? What do you want?
I want you to act like Larry's coming back. Both of you. Don't think I haven't noticed you since Chris invited her. I won't stand any nonsense. Because if he's not coming back, then I'll kill myself. Laugh, laugh at me. But why did that tree snap the very night she came back? Laugh, but there are meanings in such things. She goes to sleep in his room, and his memorial breaks in pieces. Look at it. Look, Joe.
Calm yourself, Kate.
Believe with me, Joe. I can't stand all alone.
Calm yourself.
Only last week, a man turned up in Detroit, missing longer than Larry. You read it yourself.
All right, calm yourself.
You, above all, have got to believe. You...
Why me, above all?
Just don't stop believing.
What does that mean? Me above all?
Mr. Keller, say, Mr. Keller, Tommy just said it again.
Said what?
The dirty word.
Oh, well, but I reckon we can overlook it.
Gee, aren't you going to arrest him? I warned him.
Stop that, Bert. Go home. There's no jail here.
Hey.
Joe, there's no jail here. I want you to stop that jail business.
Tommy's right across the street.
Go home, Bert.
Okay, Mrs. Keller.
I want you to stop that, Joe. That whole jail business.
Look at you. Look at you shaking.
I can't help it.
Look, what have I got to hide? What the hell is the matter with you, Kate?
I didn't say you've got anything to hide. I'm just telling you to stop it. Now stop it.
Easy. Take it easy.
Hi, Joe.
Take a breath of that air, kid. Never get air like that in New York.
Annie, where did you get that pretty dress?
Oh, I couldn't resist it. I'm taking it right off before I ruin it. How's that for 3 weeks' salary, eh?
It's gorgeous. Simply gorgeous.
Kidding now, Mom. Isn't she the prettiest gal you ever saw?
You got that aspirin there, Chris? I'll have it now. You gained a little weight, didn't you, Annie, dear? Oh, comes and goes.
Look how nice our legs turned out.
Can I look over the fence at our old house?
Sure.
Boy. Poplar's got sick, didn't
they? Well, it's 3 years, Annie. We're getting old, kid.
Oh, excuse me.
How do you do? She looks very intelligent.
And this is Jim, Dr. Bailey.
Oh, sure, he writes a lot about you.
Don't believe it. He likes everybody. In the battalion, he was known as Mother McKellar.
Yeah, I can't believe it. You know, Kate, it's so strange seeing him come out of that yard. I guess I never grew up. It almost seems Mom and Pop are in there now. Chris, my brother George doing algebra. Larry trying to copy my homework. Gosh, those dear dead days beyond recall.
Well, I hope that doesn't mean you want me to move out.
Jim, come in here. Mr. Hubbard is on the phone.
All right, Susie. I've only just met you, Anne, but if I may offer you a piece of advice. When you marry, never, even in your mind, never count your husband's money.
Jim!
At once.
I told Sue to take up the guitar. It'll be a common interest for them. Well, Jim loves the guitar.
Hey, let's eat at the shore tonight. Raise some hell around here like we used to before Larry went.
You think of him. You see, she thinks of him.
Well, what do you mean, Kate?
Nothing. Just that you remember him. He's in your thoughts.
Well, that's a funny thing to say. How could I help remembering?
Did you hang up your things?
Yeah. Say, Chris, you sure gone in for clothes. I could hardly find room in the closet.
No, don't you remember? That's Larry's room.
You mean they're Larry's?
Didn't you recognize them?
It never occurred to me that you'd... I mean, the shoes are all shined.
Yes, dear. For so long, I've been aching for a nice conversation with you, Annie. Tell me something.
What?
I don't know. Something nice.
She means you go out much.
Oh, shut up.
And are any of them serious?
Why don't you both choke?
Hey, don't let them bulldoze you, Kate. Ask me anything you like. What do you want to know? Come on, let's gossip.
She's the only one that's got any sense. Your mother, Annie, she's not getting a divorce,
no? No, she's calmed down about it now. I think when Dad gets out of prison, they'll probably live together. In New York, of course.
Oh, that's fine. Because your father is still... I mean, he's a decent man after all is said and done.
Well, I don't care. She can take him back if she wants.
And you go out much?
You mean, am I still waiting for Larry?
Well, no, I don't expect you to wait for him, but...
But that is what you mean, isn't it?
Well, yes.
Well, I'm not, Kate.
You're not.
Oh, isn't that ridiculous? You don't really imagine...
Mother, I'll bet you money that you're the only woman in the country who after 3 years is still...
You're sure?
Yes, I am.
Well... If you're sure, then you're sure. They don't say it on the radio, but I'm sure that in the dark at night they're still waiting for their sons.
Mother, you're absolutely...
Don't be so damn smart. Now stop it. There are just a few things you don't know, all of you. And I'll tell you one of them, Annie. Deep, deep in your heart, you've always been waiting for him.
No, Kate.
But deep in your heart, Annie...
She ought to know, shouldn't she?
Don't let him tell you what to think. Listen to your heart. Only your heart.
Why did your heart tell you he's alive?
Because he has to be.
But why, Kate?
Because certain things have to be, and certain things can never be. Like the sun has to rise, it has to be. That's why there's God. Otherwise, anything could happen. But there's God, so certain things can never happen. I would know, Annie, just like I knew the day Chris here went into that terrible battle. Did he write to me? Was it in the papers? No, but that morning I couldn't raise my head off the pillow. You ask Joe. Suddenly, I knew. And he was nearly killed that day. And you know I'm right.
Oh, Kate.
Annie? Oh. How are you? Oh, gee whiz.
Why, Frank, you're losing your hair.
You've got responsibility.
Gee whiz.
Without Frank, the stars wouldn't know when to come out.
you look more womanly. You've matured.
Take it easy, Frank. You're a married man.
Are you still haberdashing?
Why not? Maybe I, too, can get to be president. How's your brother? Got his degree, I hear.
Oh, George has his own office now.
Don't say.
And... Your dad,
He's fine. I'll be in to see Lydia.
How about it? Does your dad expect a parole soon?
I really don't know.
I mean, because I feel, you know, that if an intelligent man like your father is put in prison, there ought to be a law that says either you execute him or let him go after a year.
You want a hand with that ladder, Frank?
Hmm? That's all right. I'll finish the horoscope tonight, Kate. I'll see you later, Anne. You look wonderful. Wonderful.
Haven't they stopped talking about Dad?
Nobody talks about him anymore.
Gone and forgotten, kid.
Well, tell me, because I don't want to meet anybody on the
I
block.
I don't want you to worry about it.
Do they still remember the case? Joe, do they still talk about
you? The only one still talks about it is my wife.
That's because you keep on playing policemen with the kids. All their parents hear out of you is jail, jail, jail.
Actually, what happened was that when I got home from the penitentiary, the kids got very interested in me. You know, kids,
I was like the expert of the jail situation. And as time passed by, they got it confused. And I ended up a detective.
Except they didn't get it confused. Do you know, Hanley, he still hands out police badges from the breakfast food.
Oh, gosh, Joe, it's wonderful to hear you laughing about it.
Why? What'd you expect?
Well, the last thing I remember on this block is one word. Murderers. Remember that, Kate? Mrs. Hammond standing in front of our house, yelling that word. She's still around, I suppose.
They're all still around. Annie, they still remember about your dad. It's different with Joe. He was exonerated, but your father's still there. That's why I wasn't so enthusiastic about your coming. Honestly, I know how sensitive you are, and I told Chris, I said...
Listen, you do like I did, and you'll be all right. You should have been there, Annie. And you too, Chris. You'd have seen something. All the neighbors knew I was getting out that day. The porches were loaded. Picture it now. None of them believed I was innocent. The story was, I pulled a fast one getting myself exonerated. I was the guy who sold crack cylinder heads to the Army Air Force. The guy who made 21 P-40s crash in Australia. Except, I wasn't guilty. And there was a court paper in my pocket to prove I wasn't. And I walked past the neighbors with a smile. Result? 14 months later, I'd one of the best shops in the state again. A respected man again. Bigger than ever.
Joe McGuts.
That's the only way you lick him his guts. The worst thing you did, Annie, was to move away from here. You made it tough for your father when he gets out. And that's why I tell you, I'd like to see him move right back on this block.
How could they move back?
It ain't going to end till they move back. And the next time you write him, Annie, I'd like you to tell him just what I said. You hear me?
Yeah, but don't you hold anything against him?
Annie, I never believed in crucifying people.
He was your partner. He dragged you through the mud.
Well, he ain't my sweetheart. But you got to forgive, don't you?
And you either, Kate, don't you?
The next time you write that...
I don't write him.
Well, every now and again, you're...
No! I've never written to him. And neither has my brother. Say, Chris, do you feel this way, too?
He murdered 21 pilots.
What the hell kind of a talk is that?
That's not the thing to say about a man.
Well, what else can you say? When they took him away, I followed him. I went to him every visiting day. I was crying all the time until the news came about Larry. Then I realized it's wrong to pity a man like that. Father or no father, there's only one way to look at him. He knowingly shipped out parts that would crash an airplane. How do you know Larry wasn't one of them?
I was waiting for that. As long as you're here, Annie, I want to ask you never to say that again.
Well, you surprise me. I thought you'd be mad at him.
What your father did had nothing to do with Larry. Nothing.
We can't know that.
As long as you're here.
Kate!
Put that out of your head.
Because...
That's all, Joe. That's enough. Now, come inside now, Annie. Have some tea with me.
Annie, the one thing you must remember...
He's not dead, so there is no argument. Now, come.
In a minute. Now, look.
All right, then. Forget it.
No, she doesn't deal that way. Annie.
I'm sick of the whole subject. Now, cut it out.
Look, you wanted to go on like this? Annie... Those cylinder heads went into P-40s only. What's the matter with you? You know Larry never flew a P-40.
So who flew those P-40s, pigs?
The man was a fool, but don't make a murderer out of him. Listen, Annie, you got to appreciate what was doing in that shop in that war. The both of you. It was a madhouse. Every half hour, the major calling for cylinder heads, they were whipping us with a telephone. All of a sudden, a batch comes out with a crack. That happens. That's the business. A fine hairline crack. All right. So he's a little man, your father. Always scared of loud voices. What'll the major say? Half a day's production shot. So he takes out his tools and he covers over the cracks. All right, that's bad. It's wrong. But that's what a little man does. If I could have gone in that day, I'd have told him, junk him, Steve, we can afford it. But alone, he was afraid. But I know he meant no harm. He believed they'd hold up 100%. That's a mistake, but it ain't murder. You mustn't feel that way about him. Now, do you understand me? It ain't right.
Don't, Joe, let's forget it.
Look, Annie, the day the news came about Larry, Dad was in the next cell to mine, and he cried, Annie. He cried half the night.
But he should have cried all night.
Annie, I do not understand.
Are you going to stop it?
Look, don't yell at him. He just wants everybody happy.
Them's my sentiments. Hey, can you stand steak?
And champagne.
Now you're operating. I'll call Swanson's for a table. Big time tonight, Annie.
Oh, yeah, you can't scare me.
Chris, I like this girl. Wrap her up. You got nice legs, Annie. I want to see everybody drunk tonight. Look at Chris. He's blushing.
Drink your tea, Casanova.
Al, Annie isn't here, great guy.
You're the only one I know who loves his parents.
I know. It went out of style, didn't it?
No, it's all right. It's a good thing. Oh, you know, it is lovely here. The air is sweet.
You're not sorry you came.
I'm not sorry, no. But I'm not going to stay.
Why?
Well, in the first place, your mother as much as told me to go.
Well.
You saw that. And you've been kind of...
What?
Well, kind of embarrassed ever since I got here.
The trouble is, I planned on kind of sneaking up on you over a period of a week or so, but they take it for granted that we're all set.
Oh, I knew they would. Your mother, anyway.
How does she know?
Well, from her point of view, why else would I come?
Well, would you want to? I guess you know this is why I asked you to come.
I guess this is why I came.
And I love you. I love you a great deal. I love you. I have no imagination. That's all I know to tell you. I'm embarrassing you. I didn't want to tell it to you here. I wanted a place we'd never been, a place where we'd be brand new to each other. You feel it's wrong here, don't you? This yard, this chair. I want you to be ready for me. I don't want to win you away from anything.
Oh, Chris, I have been ready a long, long time.
Then Larry's gone forever, you're sure?
I almost got married 2 years ago.
Why didn't you?
You started to write to me.
You felt something that far back?
And every day since.
And why didn't you let me know?
I was waiting for you, Chris. Till then you never wrote, and when you did, what'd you say? You sure can be ambiguous, you know.
Oh, give me a kiss, Anne. Give her a... Oh, God, I kissed you, Annie. How long I've been waiting to kiss you.
I'll never forgive you. Why did you wait all these years? All I've done is sit and wonder if I was crazy for thinking of you.
Annie, we're going to live now. I'm going to make you so happy.
Not like that, you're not.
I kissed you.
Like Larry's brother. Do it like you, Chris. What is it, Chris? What's the matter?
Let's drive someplace. I want to be alone with you.
No, no. What is it, Chris? Your mother?
No, nothing like that.
What is wrong? Even in your letters, there was something ashamed.
Yes, I suppose I have been. But it's going from me.
Well, you've got to tell me.
I don't know how to start.
Well, it wouldn't work this way.
It's all mixed up with so many other things. You remember overseas in the war, I was in command of a company.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I lost them.
How many?
Just about all.
Oh, gee.
It takes a little time to toss that off, because they weren't just men. For instance, one time it had been raining several days, and this kid came to me and gave me his last pair of dry socks. Put them in my pocket. That's only a little thing, but that's the kind of guys I had. They didn't die. They killed themselves for each other. I mean that exactly. A little more selfish than they'd have been here today. And I got an idea, watching them go down. Everything was being destroyed, see? But it seemed to me that one new thing was made, a kind of responsibility, man for man. You understand me? To show that, to bring that onto the earth again, like some kind of monument, and everyone would feel it standing there behind them, and it would make a difference to them. And then I came home, and it was incredible. There was no meaning in it here. The whole thing to them was a kind of a bus accident. I went to work with Dad in that rat race again. I felt what you said. Ashamed, somehow. Because nobody was changed at all. I felt wrong to be alive. To open the bank book, to drive the new car, to see the new refrigerator. I mean, you can take those things out of a war, but when you drive that car, you've got to know that it came out of the love a man can have for a man. You've got to be a little better because of that. Otherwise, what you have is really loot, and there's blood on it. I didn't want to take any of it. And I guess that included you.
You still feel that way?
I want you now, Annie.
Because you mustn't feel that way anymore. You have a right to whatever you have. Everything, Chris, understand that. To me, too. And the money, there's nothing wrong in your money. Your father put hundreds of planes in the air. You should be proud. A man should be paid for that.
Oh, Annie. Annie, I'm going to make a fortune for you.
What would I do with a fortune?
Hey, Annie. Hey, what is this? Labor Day?
All right.
Your brother's on the phone, Annie.
My brother?
Yeah, George. Long distance.
What's the matter? Anything wrong?
I don't know. Kid's talking to him. Hurry up. She'll cost him $5.
Yeah, Chris, I wonder if we ought to tell your mother yet. No. I'm not very good in an argument.
We'll wait till tonight after dinner. Now, don't get tense. Just leave it to me.
What are you telling her?
Now, go ahead.
Dad? Uh-huh. We're getting married. Well, don't you say anything?
I'm glad, Chris. Listen, George is calling from Columbus.
From the penitentiary?
Did Annie tell you George was going to see his father today?
No, I don't think she knew anything about it.
Chris, you think you know her pretty good.
What kind of a question?
I'm just wondering. All these years, George don't go to see his father. Suddenly he goes and she comes here.
Well, what about it?
Well, it's crazy, but it comes to my mind. She don't hold nothing against me, does she?
I don't know what you're talking
about. Look, I'm just talking. To his last day in court, the man blamed it all on me. And this is his daughter. I mean, if she was sent here to find out something.
Why? What is there to find out?
I mean, if they was to open up the case again for the nuisance value that hurt us.
Dad, how could you think that of her?
All right, forget it. Look, I want a clean start for you, Chris. I want a new sign over the plant. Christopher Keller Incorporated.
J.O. Keller is good enough.
We'll talk about it. I'm going to build you a house, stone, with a driveway from the road. I want you to spread out, Chris. I want you to use what I made for you. I mean, with joy, Chris. Without shame. With joy.
I will, Dad.
Say it to me.
Why?
Because sometimes I think you're ashamed of the money.
No, don't feel
that. Because it's good money. There's nothing wrong with that money.
Dad, you don't have to tell me this.
Look, Chris, I'll go to work on mother for you. We'll get her so drunk tonight, we'll all get married. There's going to be a wedding, kid, like they never were seen. Champagne, tuxedos. Hey, here they are. Annie, Kate.
Something happened, Annie?
Well, George is coming here on the 7 o'clock. He's in Columbus. Kate, I told him they'd be all right.
Sure, fine.
Your father took sick?
No, George didn't say he was sick. I don't know, I suppose it's something stupid, you know, my brother. Let's go for a drive, Chris, or something.
Sure.
Drive through the park. It's beautiful now.
Come on, Annie. Be back right away, Mom.
See ya.
Take your time. Kate, what does George want?
He's been in Columbus since this morning with Steve. He's got to see Annie right away, he says.
What for?
I don't know. He's a lawyer now, Joe. George is a lawyer. All these years, he never sent Steve a postcard. Never since he got back from the war, not a postcard.
So what?
Suddenly, he takes an airplane to New York to see him. An airplane?
Well, so?
Why?
I don't read minds. Do you?
Why, Joe? What has Steve suddenly got to tell George that he takes an airplane to see
him? Look, what do I care what Steve's got to tell him?
You're sure, Joe?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Be smart now, Joe. The boy's coming. Be smart.
Look, once and for all, did you hear what I said? I said I'm sure.
All right, Joe. All right. Just be smart, that's all.
Sorry. I'm Sue Bayless. How do you do?
Oh, how do you do? I'm Ann Deaver. I met your husband. You looking for him?
Mm-hmm, as usual. Jim spends so much time here, they'll be charging him rent.
Well, nobody was dressed, so he drove over to the depot to pick up my brother George.
Oh, your brother's in?
Yeah, they ought to be here any minute now.
You must be all nerved up. It's very unusual to me, marrying the brother of your sweetheart.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's mostly that whenever I need somebody to tell me the truth, I've always thought of Chris. When he tells you something, you know it's so. He relaxes me.
And he's got money. That's important, you know.
Well, that wouldn't matter to me.
You'd be surprised. Makes all the difference. I married an intern on my salary, and that was bad, because as soon as a woman supports a man, he owes her something. He can never owe somebody without resenting them. Well, that's true, you know.
Well, underneath, I think the doctor's very devoted.
Oh, certainly. But it's bad when a man always sees the bars in front of him. Jim thinks he's in jail all the time. Uh-huh. That's why I've been intending to ask you a small favor, Anne. It's something very important to me.
Well, certainly, if I can do it.
You can. When you take up housekeeping, try to find a place away from here.
Are you fooling?
I'm very serious. My husband is unhappy with Chris around.
How's that?
Chris makes people want to be better than it's possible to be. He does that to people.
Is that bad?
My husband has a family, dear. Every time he has a session with Chris, he feels as though he's compromising by not giving up everything for research. So Chris or anybody else isn't compromising.
I don't agree with you. Chris is...
Let's face it, dear. Chris is working with his father, isn't he? He's taking money out of that business every week in the year.
Well, what of it? He'd never take 5 cents out of that plant if there's anything wrong in it.
You know that.
I know. I resent everything you've said.
And I resent living next door to the Holy Family. It makes me feel like a bum, you understand?
Well, I can't do anything about that.
Who is Chris to ruin a man's life? Everybody knows his father pulled a fast one to get out of jail.
That's not true.
Then why don't you go out and ask people? Go on, ask them. There's not a person on the block that doesn't know the truth.
That's a lie. People come here all the time. Those cards and...
They give him credit for being smart. I do, too. I've got nothing against Joe. But if Chris wants people to put on the hair shirt, let him take off his broadcloth. He's driving my husband crazy with that phony idealism of his, and I'm at the end of my rope on it.
Here he is. Oh, hello, Chris. How's Mother?
I thought George came.
No, it was just us.
Susie, do me a favor, eh? Mm-hmm. Go up to Mother and see if you can calm her. She's all worked up.
She still doesn't know about you two.
Well, she senses it, I guess. You know my mother.
Oh, yeah, she's psychic.
Maybe there's something in the medicine chest.
Yeah, I'll give her one of everything. don't worry about Kate. A couple of drinks. Dance her around a little. She'll love Anne.
Interesting woman, isn't she?
Yeah, very interesting.
She's a great nurse.
You're still doing that.
Doing what?
Well, as soon as you get to know somebody, you find a distinction for them. How do you know she's a great nurse?
What's the matter, Anne?
The woman hates you. She despises
hey.
You.
What's
it? Gee, Chris.
What happened here?
You know, why didn't you tell me?
Tell you what?
Well, she says they think Joe's guilty.
What difference does it make what they think?
No, I don't care what they think. I just don't understand why you took the trouble to deny. You said it was all forgotten.
I didn't want you to feel there was anything wrong in you coming here. That's all. I know a lot of people think my father is guilty, and I assumed there might be some question in your mind.
I never once said I suspected
him. Nobody says it.
Chris, I know how much you love him, but it could never...
Do you think I could forgive him if he'd done that thing?
Look, Chris, I'm not here out of a clear blue sky. I turned my back on my father. If there's anything wrong here
I
now...
I know that, Anne.
George is coming from Dad. I don't think it's with a blessing.
He's welcome here. You got nothing to fear from George.
Don't tell me that. Just tell me that.
My father is innocent, Anne. Remember, he was falsely accused once and it put him through hell. How would you behave if you were faced with the same thing again? Annie, believe me. There's nothing wrong for you here. Believe me, kid.
All right, Chris. All right.
Hey. Oh. Every time I come in, it looks like playland.
I thought you were going to shave, Dad.
In a minute. I just woke up. I can't see nothing.
Well, you look shaved.
Oh, no. Gotta be extra special tonight. Big night tonight, Annie. So, how's it feel to be a married woman?
I don't know yet.
What's the matter, Chris? You slipping?
The great roué.
What is that, roué?
It's French.
Don't talk dirty.
Annie, did you ever meet a bigger ignoramus?
Well, somebody's got to make a living.
Oh, that's telling him.
I don't know. Everybody's getting so goddamn educated in this country, there'll be nobody to take away the garbage. I mean to say, it's coming to a pass. I've been thinking about your brother George. You say George is not well. I've been thinking. Why should he knock himself out in New York with that cutthroat competition when I got so many friends here? I'm very friendly with some big lawyers in town. I could set George up here.
Well, that's awfully nice of you, Joe.
No, kid. That ain't nice of me. I want you to understand me. I'm thinking of Chris. I ain't brainy. My only accomplishment is my son. That's all I accomplish. Now, a year, 18 months, your father will be a free man. Who's he going to come to, Annie? His baby, you. He'll come old, mad, enter your house.
Oh, that can't matter anymore, Joe.
I don't want that hate to come between Chris and me.
Well, I can only tell you that that could never happen.
It could happen. I'd like you and George to go out to him in prison and tell him, Dad, Joe wants to bring you into the business when you get out.
You would have him as a partner?
No partner. A good job. I want him to know, Annie. While he's sitting there, I want him to know that when he gets out, he's got a place waiting for him. It'll take his betterness away. To know you got a place. That sweetens you. I owe him a good kick in the teeth, but he's your father.
Then kick him in the teeth. I don't want him in the plant, so that's that. You understand? And don't talk about him like that. People misunderstand you.
And I don't understand why she has to crucify
him. Well, it's her father. If she feels...
No, no.
What's it to you?
A father is a father. I better shave. I didn't mean to yell at you, Annie.
No, forget the whole thing, Joe. Huh?
Right. She's likable.
Shave, will you?
Right again.
I forgot all about it. Oh, hiya. I promised to fix Kate's hair for tonight. Did she comb it yet?
Always a smile. Hey, Lydia?
Sure, why not?
Come on up and comb my Katie's hair. She's got a big night. Make her beautiful.
I will.
Hey, that could be a song. Come on up and comb my Katie's hair. Oh, come on up, because she's my lady. Hey, how's that for 1 year of night school?
Very good.
Oh, come on up and comb my lady's hair. Oh, yeah, come up, because she's my lady's hair.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Jim's back.
Where's George?
What's the matter, Jim? Where's George?
Where's your mother?
Upstairs, dressing.
What happened to George?
Listen, wait outside in the car. Listen to me now. Can you take some advice?
Hmm?
Don't bring him in the house.
Why?
Kate is in bad shape. You can't explode this in front of her.
Explode what?
You know why he's here. Don't try to kid it away. There's blood in his eye. Drive him somewhere and talk to him alone.
Don't be an old lady.
He's come to take her home. What does that mean? You know what that means, Anne. Fight it out with him someplace else.
Chris, I'll drive him somewhere.
No.
Will you stop being an idiot?
Nobody's afraid of him here. Cut that out. I'm going to get him.
No, here he is.
Doctor said your mother isn't well.
So what? She'd want to see you, wouldn't she? We've been waiting for you all afternoon.
George, didn't you bring another shirt? This one's filthy.
Is it?
Take it easy, folks. See you later.
Okay, Jim. Thanks for driving him. How have you been, George?
Seems impossible.
What?
I'm back here.
Say, you've gotten a little nervous, haven't you?
Yeah, toward the end of the day. What are you, big executive now?
Just kind of medium. Mm-hmm. How's the law?
Don't know. When I was studying the hospital, it seemed sensible. But outside, there doesn't seem to be much of a law. The trees got thick, didn't they? What's happened to this one?
Blew down last night. We had it there for Larry, you know.
Why? Afraid you'll forget him?
Kind of a remark is that?
George, when did you start wearing a hat?
Today. From now on, I decided to look like a lawyer anyway. Don't you recognize it?
Why? Where'd you get it?
My father's. He asked me to wear it.
How is he?
He got smaller.
Smaller?
Yeah, a little. He's a little man. That's what happens to suckers, you know. It's a good thing I went to him in time. Another year, there'd be nothing left but his smell.
What's the matter, George? What's the trouble?
The trouble. The trouble is, when you make suckers out of people once, you shouldn't try to do it twice.
What does that mean?
Annie, you're not married yet, are you?
George, will you sit down?
Are you married yet?
No, I'm not married yet.
You're not going to marry him.
What? Why am I not going to marry him?
Because his father destroyed your family.
Now look, George.
Cut it short, Chris. Tell her to come home. Let's not argue. You know what I got to say.
Don't come bullying in here. If you got something to say, be civilized.
Don't civilize me.
Are you going to talk like a grown man, or are you?
Sit down, George.
All right.
No, that's it. Don't be angry. What's the matter? You kissed me when I left. Now you want
to... My life turned upside down since then. I couldn't go to work when you left. I wanted to go to Dad and tell him you were going to be married. It seemed impossible not to tell him. He loved you so much. Annie, we did a terrible thing. We could never be forgiven. Not even to send him a card at Christmas time. I didn't see him once since I got home from the war. You don't know what was done to that man. You don't know what happened.
Well, of course I know.
You can't know. You wouldn't be here. Now, Dad came to work that day. The night foreman came to him and showed him the cylinder heads. They were coming out of the process with defects. There was something wrong with the process. The dad went directly to the phone, called Joe, and told him to come down right away. But the morning passed. No sign of him. So Dad called again. By this time, he had over 100 defectives. The army was screaming for stuff, and Dad didn't have anything to ship. So Joe told him on the phone to weld. Cover up the cracks in any way he could and ship them out.
Are you through now?
I am not through now. Dad was afraid, Annie. He wanted Joe there if he was going to do it, but Joe can't come down. He's sick. suddenly got the flu. Suddenly. But he promised to take responsibility. Do you understand what I'm saying? On the telephone, you can't have responsibility. In a court, you can always deny a phone call, and that's exactly what he did. Now, what are you going to do? Eat his food, sleep in his bed? Answer me. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do, George?
He's too smart for me. I can't prove a phone call.
Then how dare you come in here with that rot?
George, the court...
The court did not know your father, but you know him. You know in your heart Joe did.
Lower your voice or I'll throw you out of here.
She knows. She knows.
Get him out of here, Ann. Get him out of here.
George, I know everything you said. Dad told that whole thing in court.
The court did not know him, Anna.
Be quiet. Look, Dad'll say anything, George. You know how quick he can lie.
I'll ask you something. And look me in the eye when you answer me.
I'll look you in the eye.
You know your father.
I know him well.
And he's the kind of boss to let 121 cylinder heads be repaired and shipped out of his shop without even knowing about it.
That kind of boss.
And that's the same Joe Keller who never left his shop without first going around to see that all the lights were out.
The same Joe Keller.
And my father, that frightened mouse who'd never buy a shirt without somebody along. That man would dare do such a thing on his own.
On his own. And because he's a frightened mouse, this is another thing he'd do. Throw the blame on somebody else because he's not man enough to take it himself. He tried it in court, but it didn't work. But with a fool like you, it works.
Oh, Chris, you're a liar to yourself.
Don't talk like that.
Tell me, George, what happened? The court record was good enough for you all these years. Why isn't it good now? Why did you believe him all these years?
Because you believed. That's the truth, Chris. I believe everything because I thought you did. But today I heard it from his mouth. Your dad took everything we have. I can't beat that, but Annie's one item he's not going to grab. Annie, get your things. Everything they have is covered with blood. You're not the kind of girl who can live without. Get your things.
Ann, you're not going to believe that, are you?
But you know it's not true, don't
you? How can he tell you? It's his father. Chris, none of these things ever even... cross your mind?
Yes, they cross my mind. Anything can cross your mind.
He knows, Annie. He knows.
Voice of God.
Then why isn't your name on the business? Explain that to her.
What the hell has that got to do with it?
Annie, why isn't his name on it?
Even when I don't own it.
Who are you kidding? Who gets it when he dies? Open your eyes, Annie. You know the both of them. Isn't that the first thing they do, the way they love each other? J.O. Keller and son. Now, I'll settle it. Do you want to settle it? Or are you afraid to?
What do you mean?
Let me go out and talk to your father. In 10 minutes, you'll have the answer. Or are you afraid of the answer?
I am not afraid of the answer. I know the answer, but my mother isn't well, and I don't want to fight here
Let
now.
Let me go to her.
You're not going to start a fight here now.
Annie, what more do you want?
She's okay. Now, don't mention marriage, because we haven't told her yet.
You won't say anything now,
and you'll
George.
Go soon. I'll call a cab.
You're coming with me.
Georgie! George!
Hello, Kay.
Oh, but they made an old man out of you. Look, your hair's gray.
I know.
Oh, I told you when you went away to the war, don't try for medals.
I didn't try, Kate. They made it easy for me.
Go on, you're all alike. Look at him, Annie. How could you say he's fine? He looks like a ghost.
I feel all right.
Oh, I'm sick to look at you. Well, what's the matter with your mother? Why doesn't she feed you?
He just hasn't any appetite.
If he ate in my house, he'd have an appetite. A bit of your husband, Annie. Sit down, George. I'll make you a sandwich.
I'm really not hungry.
Honest to God, it breaks my heart to see what happened to all the children, how we worked and planned for you, and you end up no better than us.
You haven't changed at all. You know that, Kate.
None of us changed, Georgie. We all love you. Listen, Chris, to hell with the restaurant. I've got a ham in the icebox and frozen strawberries and avocados.
Oh, well, I'll help you.
The train leaves at 8:30, Ann.
You're leaving, Annie?
No, Mother, she's not.
George, you hardly got here. Give yourself a chance to get acquainted again.
Sure, you don't even know us anymore.
Well, Chris, if they can't stay, don't...
No, it's just a question of George, Mother. He planned on...
Now, wait a minute,
if you
want
to go, I'll drive to the station now. But if you're staying, no arguments while you're here.
Well, why should he argue? Georgie and us have no argument at all. How could we have an argument? We all got hit by the same lightning. How can you... Did you see what happened to Larry's tree, Georgie? Well, I was dreaming of him in the middle of the night. The wind came along and...
Georgie!
Hello, Lydia. Would you two grow?
I'm a big girl now.
You should have married her. This one can feed you.
Oh, stop that, Kate.
Didn't I hear you had a baby?
You don't hear so good. She's got three babies.
No kidding. Three?
Yeah, it was one, two, three. You've been away a long time, Georgie.
I'm beginning to realize.
The trouble with you boys is you think too much.
Well, we think too.
Yes, but not all the time.
They never called up Frank, huh?
No, he was always 1 year ahead of the draft.
It's amazing. When they were calling up boys 27, Frank was just 28. And when they made it 28, he was just 29. Now, that's why he took up astrology. It's all in when you were born. It just goes to show.
What does it go to show?
Oh, don't be so intelligent. Some superstitions are very nice. Did Frank finish Larry's horoscope, Lydia?
I'll ask him when I get home. Georgie, would you like to see my babies?
I don't think so, Lydia.
All right. Good luck to you, Georgie.
Thanks. And to you. And Frank.
Thanks. Goodbye.
She got pretty, huh?
Very pretty.
She's beautiful, you damn fool.
He makes it seem so nice around here.
Look what happened to you because you wouldn't listen to me. I told you to marry that girl and stay out of the war.
She used to laugh too much.
And you didn't laugh enough. While you were getting mad about fascism, Frank was getting into her bib.
He won the war.
All the battles.
The day they started the draft, George. I told you you loved that girl.
And truer love hath no man.
I'm smarter than any of you.
She's wonderful.
And now, you're going to listen to me, George. You had big principles, Eagle Scouts, the three of you. So now, I got a tree, and this one, Chris, when the weather gets bad, he can't stand on his feet. While that big dope next door, who never reads anything but Andy Gump, has three children, and his house paid off. Stop being a philosopher and look after yourself. Like Joe was saying, you move back here. He'll help you get set, and I'll find you a girl and put a smile on your face.
Joe? Joe wants me here.
Yeah, he asked me to tell you. I think it's a good idea.
Certainly. Why must you make believe you hate us? Is that another principle that you have to hate us? You don't hate us, George. I know you. You can't fool me. I die for you. Hey, you remember Mr. Marcy's daughter?
Oh, she's got you hooked already.
You look her over, George. You'll see she's the most beautiful.
She's got warts, George.
She hasn't got warts. So, the girl has a little beauty mark on her chin.
And two on her nose.
Oh, you remember her father's the retired police inspector.
Sergeant George.
He's a very kind man.
He looks like a gorilla.
He never shot anybody.
Wow. Look who's here. George. Good to see you.
How are you, Joe?
So-so. Getting old. You coming out to dinner with us?
No. Got to be back in New York.
Yeah, I'll call a cab for you.
Ah, too bad you can't stay, George. Sit up. He looks fine.
He looks terrible.
That's what I said. You look terrible, George. I wear the pants and she beats me with the belt.
I saw your factory on the way from the station. Looks like General Motors.
I wish it was General Motors, but it ain't. Sit down, George. Sit down. So, you finally went to see your father, I hear.
Yeah, this morning. Well, what kind of stuff do you make now?
A little of everything. Pressure cookers, washing machines. Got a nice flexible plant now. So, how'd you find Dad? Feel all right?
No. He's not well, Joe.
Not as hot again, is it?
It's everything, Joe. It's his soul.
Uh-huh. How about seeing what they did with your house?
Leave him be.
I'd like to talk to Joe.
Sure, he's just got here. That's the way they do, George. A little man makes a mistake and they hang him by the thumbs. The big ones become ambassadors. I wish you'd have told me you were going to see Dad.
I didn't know you were interested.
Well, in a way, I am. I would like him to know, George. But as far as I'm concerned, any time he wants, he's got a place with me. I would like him to know that.
He hates your guts, Joe. Don't you know that?
I imagine it. But that can change, too.
Steve was never like that.
He's like that now. He'd like to take every man who made money in the war and put him up against a wall.
He'll need a lot of bullets.
And he better not get any.
That's a sad thing to hear.
Why? What'd you expect him to think of you?
I'm sad to see he hasn't changed. As long as I know him, 25 years. The man never learned how to take the blame. You know that, George.
Well,
but you do know it. Because the way you come in here, you don't look like you remember it. I mean, like in 1937 when we had the shop on Flood Street. And he damn near blew us all up with that heater he left burning for 2 days without water. He wouldn't admit that was his fault either. I had to fire the mechanic to save his face. You remember that?
Yes, but...
I'm just smashing it, George. Because this is just another one of a lot of things. Like when he gave Frank that money to invest in oil stock.
I know
that. But it's
that,
good to remember those things, kid. The way he cursed Frank because the stock went down. Was that Frank's fault? To listen to him, Frank was a swindler. And all the man did was give him a bad tip.
I know those things.
Then remember them. Remember them. There are certain men in the world who'd rather see everybody hung before they'll take blame. You understand me, George?
Dad's on its way. You want to wash?
Why must he go? Make the midnight, George.
Sure. You'll have dinner with
us. Yeah, how about it? Why not? We're eating at the lake. We could have a swell time.
Oh,
all right. Now you're
talking.
I got a suit. Right with that suit.
It's size 15 and a half, right, George? Yeah.
I mean, it's Frank and Lydia.
I'll get you a date that'll make her look like
I don't want a date.
I know somebody just for you.
Who?
Charlotte Tanner.
Oh, Charlotte. That's
George, right. Go on up. Pick out a shirt and tie.
You know, I never felt at home anywhere but here. I feel so... Okay, you look so young, you know. You didn't change at all. It rang the old bell.
You too, Joe. You're amazingly the same. The whole atmosphere is...
Say, I ain't got time to get sick.
He hasn't been laid up in 15 years.
Except my influenza during the war.
Huh?
My flu when I was sick during the war.
Well, sure. I meant except for that flu. Well, it slipped my mind, George. Don't look at me that way. He wanted to go to the shop, but he couldn't lift himself off the bed. I thought he had pneumonia.
He's never...
I know how you feel, kid. I'll never forgive myself. If I could have gone in that day, I'd never allowed Dad to touch those cylinder heads.
She said you'd never been sick.
I said he was sick, George.
Annie, didn't you hear what she said?
Do you remember every time you
I remember pneumonia. Especially if I got it just the day my partner was going to patch up cylinder heads. What happened that day, Joe?
Hey!
Oh, Frank, did you see George?
Oh, Lydia told me. I'm glad. You'll have to pardon me. I've got something amazing for you, Kate. I finished Lyra's horoscope.
Okay, now you'll be interested in this, George. It's wonderful the way he can
understand the... I got the girl on the phone.
Oh, he's finished Larry's horoscope.
Oh, Frank, can't you pick a better time than this? The greatest man who ever lived believed in the stars.
Stop filling her head with that junk.
Is it junk to feel that there's a greater power than ourselves? I've studied the stars of his life. I won't argue with you. I'm telling you, somewhere in this world... Your brother is alive.
Oh. Chris, why isn't it possible?
Because it's insane. Now, just a minute now. I'll tell you something, and you can do as you please. Just let me say it. He was supposed to have died on November 25th. But November 25th was his favorable day.
Mother,
listen to him.
It was a day when everything good was shining on him. The kind of day he should have married on. You can laugh at a lot of it. I can understand you laughing, but the odds are 1,000,000 to 1 that a man won't die on his favorable day. That's known. That's known, Chris.
Why isn't it possible? Now, why isn't it possible, Chris?
Annie, don't you understand what she's saying? She just told you to go. What are you waiting for now?
Nobody can tell her to go.
Thank you, Frank, darling, for your trouble. Will you tell the driver to wait?
Hmm? Sure thing.
They'll be right out, driver.
She's not leaving, Mother.
You heard Kate say it. Joe's never been sick.
He misunderstood me, Chris.
He simply told your father to go out and kill Pilot Annie and covered himself in bed.
You better answer him, Annie. Answer him.
I packed your bag, Annie.
What?
I packed your bag, darling. All you got to do is close it.
I'm not closing anything. Chris asked me here, and I'm staying till he tells me to go.
That's all. Now, get out of here, George.
But if that's how he feels, Chris...
That's all! Nothing more till Price comes about the case or Larry as long as I'm here. Now, get out of here, George.
You tell me, Annie. I want to hear you tell me.
Go, George.
Okay. I'm going.
No, don't take it that way. Georgie, please, don't take it that way.
What do you mean, Mother? You packed your bag. How dare you pack her bag?
Chris.
How dare you pack her bag?
She doesn't belong here.
And I don't belong
here. She's Larry's girl.
And I'm his brother, and he's dead, and I'm marrying his girl.
Never, never in this world.
You lost your mind.
You have nothing to say.
I got plenty to say. 3 years I've been talking like a maniac.
Nothing. You have nothing to say. Now, I say he's coming back, and everybody has got to wait.
Mother, mother.
Wait, wait.
How long? How long?
Till he comes. Forever and ever. Till he comes.
Mother, I'm going ahead with it.
Chris, I never said no to you in my life. Now I say no.
You'll never let Larry go till I do it.
I'll never let him go, and you'll never let him go.
I've let him go. I've let him go a long...
Then let your father go.
She's out of her mind.
Your brother's alive, darling, because if he's dead, your father killed him. Do you understand me now? As long as you live, that boy is alive. God does not let a son be killed by his father. Now, you see, don't you? Now you see.
She's out of her mind.
Then, you did it?
He never flew a P-40.
But the others...
She's out of her mind.
Dad?
Look, you never flew a P-40. What's the matter with you?
And you did it. To the other.
What's the matter with you? What the hell is the matter with you?
You do that.
What is the matter with you?
Dad, you killed 21 men.
What killed?
You killed them. You murdered them.
How could I kill anybody?
Dad.
I didn't kill anybody.
Explain it to me. What did you do? Explain it to me. I'll tear you to
pieces. Don't, Chris. Don't.
I want to know what you did. Then what did you do? We had 120 cracked engine heads. And what did you do?
If you're going to hang me... Now listen.
I'm listening. God almighty, I'm listening.
You're a boy. What could I do? I'm in business. A man is in business. 120 cracked, you're out of business. You got a process. The process don't work, you're out of business. You don't know how to operate. Your stuff is no good. They close you up. They tear up your contracts. What the hell to them? You lay 40 years into a business and they knock you out in 5 minutes. What could I do? Let them take 40 years away? Let them take my life away? I never thought they'd install them, I swear to God. I thought they'd stop them before anybody took off.
Then why'd you sit them out?
By the time they could spot them, I thought I'd have the process going again, and I could show them they needed me, and they'd let it go by. But weeks passed, and I got no kickback. So I was going to tell them.
Then why didn't you tell them?
It was too late. The paper. It was all over the front page. 21 down. It was too late. They came with handcuffs into the shop. What could I do? Chris, I did it for you. It was a chance, and I took it for you. I'm 61 years old. When would I have another chance to make something for you? 61 years old, you don't get another chance, do you?
You even knew they wouldn't hold up in the air.
I didn't say that.
But you were going to warn them not to use them.
But that don't mean...
It means you knew they'd crash.
I don't mean that.
Then you thought they'd crash.
I was afraid, maybe.
You were afraid, maybe. God in heaven, what kind of a man are you? Kids were hanging in here by those heads. You knew that.
For you. A business for you.
For me. Where do you live? Where have you come from? For me. I was dying every day, and you were killing my boys, and you did it for me? What the hell do you think I was thinking of? The goddamn business? Is that as far as your mind can see the business? What is that? The world? The business? What the hell do you mean you did it for me? Don't you have a country? Don't you live in the world? What the hell are you? You're not even an animal. No animal kills his own. What are you? Oh, what must I do to you? I had a... Tear the tongue out of your mouth. What must I do? What must I do? What must I do?
Chris. My Chris.
Who's there?
It's me, Jim. Any news?
No news.
You can't sit out here all night, Kate, dear. Why don't you go to bed?
I'm waiting for Chris. Don't worry about me, Jim. I'm perfectly all right.
It's almost 2 o'clock.
I can't sleep. You had an emergency?
Somebody had a headache, thought he was dying. Kate, what happened?
I told you. Chris had an argument with Joe. And he got in the car and drove away.
What kind of an argument?
Oh, an argument. He was crying like a child before.
They argued about Anne?
No, not Anne. Imagine, she hasn't come out of that room up there since he left. All night in that room.
What did Joe do? Tell him?
Tell him what?
Don't be afraid, Kate. I know. I've always known.
How?
It occurred to me a long time ago.
I always had the feeling that in the back of his head, Chris almost knew. I didn't think it would be such a shock.
Chris would never know how to live with a thing like that. It takes a certain talent for lying. You have it and I do, but not him.
What do you mean? He's not coming back?
Oh, no, he'll come back. We all come back. His private little revolutions always die. The compromise is always made in a peculiar way. Now, Frank is right. Every man does have a star. The star of one's own honesty. He probably just wanted to be alone to watch his star go out.
Just as long as he comes back.
I wish he wouldn't, Kate. One year I simply took off, went to New Orleans. For 2 months I lived on bananas and milk and studied a certain disease. It was beautiful. And then Sue came, and she cried. And I went back home with her. And now I live in the usual darkness. I can't find myself. It's even hard sometimes to remember the kind of man I wanted to be. I'm a good husband. Chris is a good son. He'll come back.
Sergeant?
Yes, Joe. I have a feeling Chris is in the park. I'll look around for him. Put her to bed, Joe. This is no good for what she's got.
Where's Giamonte?
His friend is not home.
I don't like him mentioning him so much.
It's too late, Joe. He knows.
How much does he know?
He guessed a long time ago.
I don't like that.
What you don't like.
Yeah, what I don't like.
You can't bull yourself through this one, Joe. You better be smart now. This thing is not over yet.
What is Annie doing up there? She don't come out of the room.
I don't know. What is she doing? Sit down. Stop being mad. You want to live your life? You better figure out your life.
She don't know, does she?
She saw Chris storming out of here. It's one and one. She knows how to add.
Maybe I ought to talk to her.
Don't ask me, Joe.
Then who do I ask? But I don't think she'll do anything about it.
You're asking me again.
I'm asking you. What am I, a stranger? I thought I had a family here. What happened to my family?
You've got a family. I'm simply telling you, I have no strength to think anymore.
Oh, you have no strength. The minute there's trouble, you have no strength.
Joe, you're doing the same old thing again. All your life, whenever there's trouble, you yell at me, and you think that settles
then
it.
Then what do I do? Tell me. Talk to me. What do I do?
Joe, I've been thinking this way.
What?
If Chris comes back...
What do you mean, if? He's coming back.
I think if you sit him down and you explain yourself... I mean, you ought to make it clear to him that you know you did a terrible thing. I mean, if he saw that you realized what you did, you see...
What ice does that cut?
Well, I mean, if you told him that you wanted to pay for what you did.
How can I pay?
Tell him you're willing to go to prison.
I'm willing to...
You wouldn't go. He wouldn't ask you to go. But if you told him that you wanted to, if he could feel that you wanted to pay, maybe he would forgive you.
He would forgive me? For what?
Joe, you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean. You wanted money, so I made money. What must I be forgiven?
Joe, don't excuse it that you did it for the family.
I've got to excuse it.
There's something bigger than the family to him.
Nothing is bigger.
There is to him.
There's nothing he could do that I wouldn't forgive because he's my son, because I'm his father and he's my son. And if there's something bigger than that, then I'll put a bullet in my head.
You stop that.
You heard me. Now you know what to tell him. But he wouldn't put me away, though. He wouldn't do that.
He loved you, Joe. You broke his heart.
But to put me away?
I don't know. I'm beginning to think we don't really know him. They say in the war he was such a killer. Here, he was always afraid of mice. I don't know him. I don't know what he'll do.
God damn. If Larry was alive, he wouldn't act like this. He understood the way the world is made. He listened to me. To him, the world had a 40-foot front. It ended at the building line. This one. Everything bothers him.
You make a deal, overcharge 2 cents, and his hair falls out. He don't understand money. Too easy. It came too easy.
Yes, Larry. That was a boy we lost. Larry. Larry.
What am I going to do, Kate?
Joe, please. You'll be all right. Nothing is going to happen.
For you, Kate. For both of you. That's all I ever lived for.
I know, darling. I know.
Okay. Why do you stay up? I'll tell you when Chris comes.
You didn't eat supper, did you? Kate, why don't you make Annie something?
Sure.
No, never mind, Kate. I'm all right. There's something I want to tell you. I'm not going to do anything about it.
She's a good girl. You see,
I'll do nothing about Joe. But you're going to do something for me, Kate. You made Chris feel guilty with me. Whether you wanted to or not, you've crippled him in front of me. And I'd like you to tell him that Larry is dead and that you know it. You understand me? I'm not going out of here alone. There's no life for me that way. I want you to set him free. And then I promise you, everything will end, and we'll go away, and that's all.
You'll do that. You'll tell him.
I know what I'm asking, Kate. You had 2 sons, but now you've only got one.
You'll tell
and
him.
And you've got to say it to him so he knows you mean it.
Anne, if the boy was dead, it wouldn't depend on my words to make Chris know it. The night he gets into your bed, his heart will dry up, because he knows and you know. To his dying day, he'll wait for his brother. No, my dear, no such thing. You're going in the morning, and you're going alone. That's your life. That's your lonely life.
Larry is dead, Kate.
Don't speak to me.
I said he's dead. I know. He crashed off the coast of China November 25th. His engine didn't fail him, but he died. I know.
How did he die? You're lying to me. If you know, how did he die?
I loved him. You know I loved him. Would I have looked at anyone else if I wasn't sure? That's enough for you.
What's enough for me? What are you talking about?
Don't! You're hurting my wrist!
What are you talking about?
Joe, go in the house.
Why should I?
Please, go!
All right.
Let me know when Chris comes.
What's that letter? What have you got there? First, you've got to understand. When I came, I didn't have any idea that Joe would... I had nothing against him or you. I came to get married. I hope... So, I didn't bring this letter to hurt you. I thought I'd show it to you only if there was no other way to settle Larry in your mind.
Larry? Give me that letter.
You wrote it to me just before... I'm not trying to hurt you, Kate. You're making me do this. I've been so lonely, Kate. I can't leave here alone again.
Oh.
You made me show it to you. You wouldn't believe me. I told you 100 times. Why wouldn't you believe me?
Oh, my God.
Kate, please, please.
My God, my God.
Kate, dear, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
What's the matter?
Where were you, Chris? You're perspired. Where were you?
Just drove around a little. Thought you'd be gone.
Where? Where do I go? I have nowhere to go.
Where's Dad?
He's lying down inside.
Sit down, both of you. I'll say what there is to say.
I didn't hear the car.
I left it in the garage.
Jim's out looking for you.
Mother, I'm going away. For good. I know what you're thinking, Annie. It's true. I'm yellow. I was made yellow in this house because I suspected my father and I did nothing about it. Now if I look at him, all I'm able to do is cry.
What are you talking about? What else can you do?
I could jail him. I could jail him if I were human anymore, but now I'm practical and I spit on myself. I'm going away. I'm going now.
No, I'm coming with you.
No, Anne.
Chris, I don't ask you to do anything about Joe.
Yes, you do. You do.
I swear, I never will.
In your heart, you always will.
Do what you have to do.
Do what? What is there to do? I've looked all night for a reason to make him suffer.
Oh, there's reason. There's reason.
What? Do I raise the dead when I put him behind bars? And what do I do it for? We used to shoot a man who acted like a dog, but honor was real. There, you were protecting something, but here...
This is the land of the great big dogs. You don't love them in here, you eat them. That's the principle. The only one we live by. You just happened to kill a few people this time, that's all. The world's that way. How can I take it out on him? What sense does that make? This is a zoo. A zoo!
Hey, you know what he's got to do. Tell him.
Let him go.
I won't let him go. You'll tell him what he's got to do.
Annie.
Then I will.
What's the matter with you, Chris? I want to talk to you.
I got nothing to say to you.
I want to talk to you.
Take your hand away. I'm going to hurt you if you do that. There's nothing to say, so say it quick.
Exactly. What's the matter? What's the matter? You got too much money? Is that what bothers you?
It bothers me.
If you can't get used to it, then throw it away. You hear me? Take every sign and give it to charity. Throw it down the sewer. It's your money. That's not my money. I'm a dead man. I'm an old dead man. Nothing's mine. Well, talk to me. What do you want me to do?
It's not what I want to do. It's what you
want to
do.
Well, what should I want to do? Jail. You want me to go to jail? If you want me to go, say so. Is that where I belong? Then tell me so. What's the matter? Why can't you tell me? You say everything else to me. Say that. I'll tell you why you can't say it. Because you know I don't belong there. Because you know. Who worked for nothing in that war? When they work for nothing, I'll work for nothing. Did they ship a gun or a truck out of Detroit before they got the price? Is that clean? It's dollars and cents, nickels and dimes, war and peace. It's nickels and dimes. What's clean? Half the goddamn country has got to go if I go. That's why you can't tell me.
That's exactly why.
Then, why am I so bad?
I know you're no worse than most men, but I thought you were better. I never saw you as a man. I saw you as my father. I can't look at you this way. I can't look at myself.
The letter, Kate.
No.
You give me back that letter. Give it to me.
No, he's going to read it, Chris.
Huh?
This is from Larry. He wrote it to me the day he died.
Larry?
Chris, it's not for you. Joe, go away.
Why'd you say Larry?
Don't. Why? Don't, Chris. Don't tell him.
Three years talking. Now you tell me what you must do. This is how he died. Now, tell me where you belong.
Chris, a man can't be a Jesus in this world.
I know all about the world. I know the whole crap story. Now listen to this and tell me what a man's got to be. My dear Anne, it is impossible to put down the things I feel, but I've got to tell you something. Yesterday, they flew in a load of papers from the States, and I read about Dad and your father being convicted. I can't express myself. I can't tell you what I feel. I can't bear to live anymore. Last night, I circled the base for 20 minutes before I could bring myself in. How could he have done that? Every day, three or four men never come back, and he sits back there doing business. I don't know how to tell you what I feel. I can't face anybody. I'm going out on a mission in a few minutes. They'll probably report me missing. If they do, I want you to know that you mustn't wait for me. I tell you, Anne, if I had him here now, I could kill him.
Give me that.
I'll blame the world. Do you understand that letter?
I think I do. Get the car. I'll put on my jacket.
Why are you going? You'll sleep. Why are you going?
I can't sleep here. I'll feel better if I go.
You're so foolish. Larry was your son, too, wasn't he? You know he'd never tell you to do this.
And what is this letter if it isn't telling me? Sure. He was my son. But I think to him, they were all my sons. And I guess they were. I guess they were. I'll be right down.
Chris, you're not going to take him.
I'm taking him.
It's up to you. If you tell him to stay, he'll stay. Go and tell him.
Nobody could stop him now.
You'll stop him. How long will he live in prison? Are you trying to kill him?
I thought you read that letter.
The war is over. Didn't you hear? It's over.
Then what was Larry to you? A stone that fell into the water? It's not enough for Dad to be sorry. Larry didn't kill himself to make you and Dad sorry.
But what more can we do?
You can be better. Once and for all, you can know there's a universe of people outside, and you're responsible to it. And unless you know that, you threw away your son. Because that's why he died.
Joe!
Quick, Ann, find Jim!
Jim! Jim! Joe! Joe!
Mother? Mother? I didn't mean to.
No, don't, dear. Don't take it on yourself. Forget now. Live. You stay here. I must go to your father.
Harry Taub played Joe Keller and Constance Cummings, Kate, in All My Sons by Arthur Miller. Chris, Garrick Hagen. Anne, Beth Porter. George, Tom Hunslinger. Frank Luby, Brian Hewlett. Lydia Luby, Maggie McCarthy. Jim Bayliss, John Church. Sue Bayliss, Carol Boyd, and Bert was played by Adrian Myers. All My Sons was directed by Martin Jenkins.
That play was first broadcast last year.